أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our look at Quran City, we will today look at Surah Al-Furqan. This is Surah number 25 and we find it in Quran City Center. And underneath it, we've written who. In essence, this surah is about who you become if you accept divinity, and who you become if you do not accept divinity, in other words, divine guidance. So we'll start off first at the meaning of Furqan, which is that which separates, that which distinguishes between right and wrong. It's 77 ayat. It's a Makkan surah, which means it looks at the why of religion. Now, if you look at the focus of Surah Al-Furqan, then in essence, is the inability of the Quraysh to accept the Prophet because of his being human. So this was not accepting divine guidance and more so not accepting accountability. And then we find the characteristics of the slaves of the Rahman, of Ibadur Rahman, which are those who follow divine guidance. It's also known as Tabaraka, which Tabaraka in essence means blessed, or from Baraka, divine blessings, excess in goodness, enhancing far beyond our expectations. It's phenomenal because this surah starts off with that verse. It says, Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-Furqan, blessed is he who sent down the Furqan. Imam Qadhim alayhi salam says that do not abandon Surah Al-Furqan, because if you read it every night, your abode will be Jannah. You will reach your full potential, and we can see why here. So we've just divided the surah into five sections. The first section, ayah 1 to 20, looks at the objections against the Prophet and divine guidance or revelation. And in essence, it also tells you why. Because they rejected accountability. The second section, which is ayah 21 to 34, actually looks at the day of Qiyamah. And if I can just pick one verse from it, where we find that this will be the day when the Prophet will say, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مَحْجُورًا. Ya Rabbi will say, oh my Rabb, indeed my people, indeed my community have treated this book as a far thing, as something that was way away. We don't want to be a part of that. Section 3 looks at the deniers of past prophets, and that's ayah 35 to 44. Then we have section 4, which is 45 to 62, and that's actually a reflection on the signs of nature. There is a reflection on the shade, on the night and the day, on the wind and the rain, the land, the cattle, the sweet and salty seas. The human being is created from water, it says. It's on blood and marital relationships, creations of the heaven and the earth, and the stars, the sun and the moon. And finally, the last section, absolutely phenomenal, where there are the characteristics of the slave of the merciful. Now I'm going to look at the two polar opposites very quickly. So first we'll look at the objections against the Prophet. And who are these people? And you find the accusations they leveled against him. They said, this is a lie. And they said, this is evil. And people are helping him. The second objection was, they said, these are old stories that are told to him morning and evening, and he's just regurgitating them. The third one, which is quite amazing, they said, he's so ordinary. And they said, he eats food. Oh my goodness. And then they said, وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاكِ, and he walks in the markets. In other words, he goes shopping and we don't see any angel with him. That was their objection. That's why we don't believe in him. And finally, they said, he has no treasures or gardens that have been given to him. And then the final one they said was, he's Rajula Mashura. He's inflicted with magic. In other words, he's got psychological issues. And that's why he's bringing all these concepts. So these were their objections. And Allah actually replies to that objection in ayah 20 when he says, we do not send any messengers, but they do eat food. They do go shopping. They do go in the markets. They're ordinary people. And therefore, you too can reach your full potential. Now that is in contrast with Ibadur Rahman. So here Allah gives these qualities and I will list some of them. He says they have humility. They pray at night. In other words, they pray the night prayers, the Tahajjud. They have a powerful vision of the Akhirah. They're moderate. They respond to falsehood with dignity. They walk away. They listen and submit to the words of divinity, and they're family orientated. So in essence, Surat al-Furqan, if you were to put it in a nutshell, it's looking at two types of people. Those who reject revelation because of accountability and make excuses, and then those who accept it. And thus it lives up to its name as Furqan, which I told you was that which distinguishes right and wrong. Inshallah, we will look at those qualities of Ibadur Rahman and look at them in detail because I think they're really important. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are Ibadur Rahman and make us be able to inculcate those qualities in our lives. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.